So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So in today's session, let's do some planning for the next 12 months. Today is Monday, I believe. It's just the same day as every other day, but this is the Business Growth Show. Let's do some business planning for the next 12 months. Now, if you're serious about your business, obviously, just spending time in your business is not going to be the thing that's going to get you the most out of your business. You've got to spend some time outside of your business as well. And what I mean by that is you've got to start planning. And in order to plan, you need a pen. You're going to need some paper, pointing at the printer there in case you didn't see it. This is what planning is about. So let's get straight into it. Let's grab a piece of paper, shall we? And here is my piece of paper. Now, you don't have to put it on paper. You can use, I'm trying to get rid of paper. So you can use, you know, a notepad or Word. I've actually got my goals written down on Word for 2021. And they include all sorts of different headings, but specifically for business, that's what I wanted to cover in today's session. And by the way, if you also wanted to get on the phone with me and book yourself in a strategy session, let me do this. I did this earlier. There you go. Look at that. You can book your strategy session. It's running across the bottom of your screen. And I think there's a link inside the comments section as well. So you can always do that. So business planning. The question is, I've got for you is this. It's not about how many customers do you want. It's not about how much revenue do you want, although those are still important questions. I think a better question is, what do you want, like, in the next 12 months? So this time next year, you know, we're in March 2020 right now. If you get to this time next year, March 2022, and you look back at the last 12 months, what would you like the last 12 months to have looked like? What would you want to be achieving in 12 months' time? Now, it might be more revenue. Actually, it might even be less revenue, but higher profit. Interesting. It might be less customers, not more customers. I know people go for customers for the sake of customers. They're then working 50, 60, 70, 80 hour weeks. They're not actually earning any extra money, but they're working twice as much. I would much rather work 10 hours a week than work 60 hour weeks for the same income. Like, that's obvious. But it takes somebody to point out how blooming obvious it really is for people to go, oh, yeah, I think you've got a point there, Dan. Maybe I just need to cut back on the number of customers, actually cut back on the revenue and increase my prices. Because if you increase your prices and your income goes up, your profit goes up, sure, your revenue might go down because you're not selling to as many people. But the people that you are then selling to, number one, they're going to love you anyway because you're a bit able to give them more time and energy and for delivery of the product that you're doing. And two, those people that will stick with you through price rises, they're the people that love you anyway. They're the people that you actually want to be working with. So it's not just about increasing income, increasing profit, increasing customers, increasing numbers of staff. Sometimes it's about taking a step back, or even it's about automating this entire process to get you out of it. And obviously, we've got a business product called the Business Accelerator. It's 12 weeks, absolutely ram-packed full of information that shows you how to do that. But all of that is irrelevant if you've not got actual goals as to what you want to do. So, like, for example, I've got a piece of paper. Hopefully, you've got one as well. Let's just, like, get some information down and give us an idea. So, first of all, what's your income? So, income or revenue? What's your revenue? What's your profit? How many team members? How many hours worked? What else would you need? So we've got income, we've got profit, we've got how many team members, we've got hours. How many clients do you want? Now, by the way, you might only have 10 clients and you can't make money off 10 clients and you need to up that to 50 or 100 clients. And that's fine. You know, if you're struggling to make money, I'm not saying that you do less. You've got to get to the point where you are earning enough money. But what happens is that you get to this point, it's like a U-shape where the benefit outweighs. Let me draw this and put it up to screen. Here we go. So what happens is, let me show this here on the screen, if you can see that without getting blinded by the light. There we go. There we go. So what it means is right here, where are we? The benefit right here is maximum. And when it goes over to the other side, you're getting less of a benefit because now you're getting hassle because you've got too many clients and they're all asking for help. and you haven't got time to do it. And so your number of hours starts to increase. And that for me is not a conducive way to live your life. All you're really doing is building yourself a prison that we call work or a job or a business. And if you go out and ask, well, what do you do for a living? I'm self-employed. Great. What does that mean? Ask them. And if this is you, by the way, this might hit home a little bit, but go and ask other people as well. Great. What does self-employed mean? Well, it means I can work whenever I want to. Great. How often do you take time off? Never. I'm so busy, I can't take time off. Is that what you want for your life? Anyone? Bueller? No, absolutely not. That's not what most people want. If we were to say, what do you want in your life? Well, I want to play golf. I want to go paddle surfing. I want to learn how to play the piano. I want to play the harpsichord. I want to be a pub singer. Whatever it happens to be when pubs open. Whatever it happens to be. But if you don't plan what you want, like if you don't plan your life will plan one for you, right? Let me say that again. If you don't plan your life will plan one for you. You have to go out there and design your life how you want it. Because if not, any spare time that you've got will just automatically get filled up. I mean, I use my calendar and any spots on my calendar, that's what's available for me to go off and do various flexible things. And for people who are booking in strategy sessions and that kind of thing, let me put that banner back on. I don't like that banner because it says claim your free funnel there. Let's get rid of a ticker. Maybe we can edit that and get rid of the ticker because I don't like the ticker. Okay. That's not working, is it? Right, let's get rid of that. Let's go and hide that, edit it, save it, and put it back on screen. This is not rocket science, Dan. There we go. Look, if you wanted to book in your strategy session where we actually do this with you, what do you want in your life? Like, do you want to have to keep putting out fresh new content and you doing it? Or do you want someone else to do it for you? Do you want Facebook ads going to a landing page, which goes to a web form, which goes to a lead, which leads to a sale? What is it that you actually want? And unless you've actually got this booked in, your life will just go, here's this thing. And you go, I don't want that. I never wanted that. And we go, well, you didn't tell me what else you wanted. So here you are. Problems. Because that's what most people have. They've got problems. And then they kind of start writing down some goals and it starts leading them towards the right path, but they're not asking the right questions. And the right question should be, what do you want your life to look like? Not how many customers do you want and how much extra profit do you want? Like, that does form part of it. It has to. But you're just going out and working so many hours that it's, you know, ridiculous. It's just not really going to help you at all. So the question is, in the next 12 months, what else do you want? Like, I know we're in lockdown, but how many holidays do you want and where do you want them? And if a call comes in during that holiday, who is going to be the person that receives that call, deals with that call, so that when you go home off your holiday, you don't even know it's happened? Like, that's the stage where you want to get to in your business. When you go away on holiday, more income comes in, problems arise and are then solved before you even know about them. And all it's done is created a customer that had a problem and has now got, you know, that problem resolved. And now they love you even more. And you've got your feet up in the Bahamas. I'm pointing in that direction. It could be over there. I don't know where it is. So, but again, you see, you can only do that if you plan your business accordingly. Like, that comes under planning. Who's going to be the call answering person? So in pretty much all the businesses that we acquire, very rare do we set someone up and go, you over there, you answer the phones. We don't want that. We don't want people answering the phones. We want people making outbound calls, not inbound calls. The inbound calls could be dealt with by a call center. We want our people seeing a problem come in via email, then getting to a stage where they can resolve it before they even phone the customer back. How powerful is that for a customer? But again, it has to be formed as part of your business planning. And most people don't plan. They just go along putting out fires and actually spending more time putting out fires than actually if they just resolved one. Instead of just resolving that particular fire, I'll give you a really good example here, real life example. Some areas in our business use Dropbox.
Okay.
And Dropbox used to be wonderful. It used to be amazing. But that was before we could have, you know, online access to files that were on the other side of the planet, which 2021, we don't need Dropbox in a modern society. Dropbox was useful, however, 5 to 10 years ago. And if you're still using Dropbox, you need to move off Dropbox. But every time there's a problem with getting access to files, the word Dropbox for some reason seems to pop up. And I'm like, are you still using Dropbox? Yeah. We don't use Dropbox. We shouldn't be using Dropbox. It's old technology. Great 5 years ago. Bear in mind the speed of technology. Bill Gates wrote a book about 20 odd years ago. What are we now? Yeah, about 20 years ago. And it was called Business at the Speed of Thought, where you have a thought and then you implement it and then it goes down to all the other people. This is how I run my business now. I just had one this morning, for example, and it was to Graham to run some images that say organic traffic to Facebook ad, to landing page, web form, follow-up emails, leads and sales. And it was about creating some images and some video. Like literally I thought it, I communicated it, and that's then gone down to my team who are have it on their task list. And they have a task list that they run through, and that will just spew out next week. It's all done. It's all automated. It's literally business at the speed of thought. So if you're still using Dropbox, now you've got problems with synchronization because it takes a while to synchronize, especially large files. What are you using Dropbox for? Why not just edit the actual file on the server, because we've now got the access to the server? It's like you've got to plan this stuff. And if you're not continually planning, I tell you, the number of times that we have problems in business and then actually we go, okay, let's have a meeting, let's resolve this. And then within an hour or less, usually much less, that issue is resolved. And all it took was our ability to communicate with one another and plan our way out of it. And not just plan our way out of it, but to plan a strategy so that this issue will never happen in our business again. Now, you can't do it for every single issue until you've actually had the issue, until you know that that thing might pop up and bite you on the ass. But when you do, it's not just about fixing that issue. It's about fixing the strategy as you move forward so that you're no longer having to put out fires. Now you can plan properly. More success will take place within your business if you plan your business better than actually if you do the work. And the problem for most people is they're so busy doing the work and the work being putting out fires, they then don't have time to plan. And so everything's a fire. Every single day is a fire. Because there's no system in place, there's no strategy in place, there's no plan in place. So what is your plan going to be for the next 12 months? What is going to be your online marketing style? Is it organic? And who's going to film that? Who's going to do the audio if it's podcasting? Who's going to create the images for you? Who's then going to schedule all that? Who's going to create the web forms and the landing page and the three downloads? Who is the person that's going to do that? And if you say, well, Dan, it'll be me. All you've done is given yourself yet another task along the billion different tasks that you've said that you're going to do, and that's all you've done. And that's not how a growing business will work. That's what a business that will continually fail and continually have to put out fires, that's basically a business that will have to do that. All right, I hope that's useful. Let's put the ticker tape back on because I quite like it. Look at that. Book your strategy session. That's pretty cool. Okay, I hope that's useful. We're live again tomorrow. We're going to do a Q&A, but only in the Facebook group. So if you're not in the Facebook group yet, then you should come and join. That's on the Mastermind group. I should also have a banner for that. I'll create one as soon as we finish up here. Let me put the strategy session back on. So if you want to attend that, you need to come and join the Mastermind group. It's at daniellatter.co.uk/mastermind. It's free of charge. You just come into my Facebook group. We'll do live coaching and Q&A 12 noon on a Tuesday. Come and join me for that. Other than that, have yourselves a great day and we will catch up with you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.